The man, the myth, the legend, Tony Hallo is here from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Jackson.
Good morning, Greg.
How long have you been with?
I'm going on, believe it or not, I'm going on year six.
This wow.
is beginning my 6 year. I've done.
Time flies.
I know. Done at Vandy in 2016. So this is, this is going into year six, and it's been a great transition, wonderful thing for me. I've really enjoyed it, and the folks at Big Brothers and Big Sisters, including the staff, the board there, and certainly all of the folks that I've had the opportunity to meet over these past 5 years, the donors, and really getting a great look at, which I a different perspective of the community for sure, the generosity that's out there. It's really incredible, and I've enjoyed it. And other things that have happened in 5 years, this awesome award that you received from the college. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. You, no one deserves it any more than you, Greg, for what you do to this and what you offer this community, allowing so many others to be successful through your voice. So thanks for that.
You must have some... a lot of amazing stories that you've dealt with in 5 years, personal kind of stories.
Oh, definitely. And I'm, you know,
with kids,
certainly. And the connection is close.
Yeah.
And that's probably the fit has been, such a great fit. And, certainly one that has made the transition easier. But, you know, we're in schools, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and that's probably the part that was the most attractive to me in transitioning over, Greg, is that we're serving through individual matches where we have bigs coming into the classrooms and working with individuals. But we also have... group programs, classroom-to-classroom programs, East Jackson, Michigan Center, initiating one at Da Vinci right now where we train and work with leadership classes. They become junior bigs, and then they go into the elementary and mentor a third or a fourth grade classroom, and we're getting great results from that. Because for many reasons, those junior bigs end up to become senior bigs because they are initiated to the program. They find out a lot of things about community service. They find out things about mentoring, leadership, the need, and they stay on as bigs. So that's one benefit. And the other is the elementary kids get their first opportunity to maybe have someone looking out for them and getting under someone's wing that really can make a big difference, whether it's academically, socially, emotionally, and we're getting all kinds of success. And we're kind of leaning towards that now, more of a classroom approach, either through work groups, church groups, student groups as being bigs, because we're seeing that having a even a higher effect and more substantial results than we were getting on some of the one-to-one classroom stuff. So, but we're still dealing, like everyone else, with trying to be flexible with the programs, especially in these awkward times, and working with administration and principals and schools have been great, but we know there's a lot more on their plate than trying to get Big Brothers and Big Sisters in. So we're working our best.
Everybody has a different policy here or there.
Yes. And you
tough
know,
to deal with.
Exactly. And working with the schools, being sensitive to that, but not wanting to turn away, especially when the students at the high school or the elementary school are looking forward to it. We don't want to just say that it's not going to work this year. So we're working with the administration and the teachers, the wonderful teachers in those programs that are welcome us in on a weekly basis. So, but it's we've got a gotten off to a great start this year, and we're looking for good things.
Always looking for bigs, though, right?
Yeah, I mean that is always our conversation, Greg, and it certainly remains our conversation today. We're seeing some better results, and we think we've closed the gap a little bit. We stood at a number between 50 and 60 for a long time, and we've worked that number down a little bit. Men are become and remain the issue, probably a 3 or 4 to 1 difference between little brothers looking for a match versus a little sister. That transition happens fairly quickly of a parent or a guardian that calls and says, you know, I have a daughter or a niece or a grandchild, granddaughter. We're able to match them up pretty quickly right now, and that's awesome. We haven't always been able to say that, but that wait time is still there for a little brother. And we need help with that. So I'm glad you started with that conversation today, Greg, because that's the call that we need at 784-7181 or online on our website. We're looking for some big brothers that could really help us in a way that is just really, I can't even describe how beneficial and life-changing that could be to some of our littles in waiting, as we say. They're just waiting for a big brother to come along.
What's the investment, Tony? Is it simply a few weeks, a few hours a week?
Yes. That's the story we love to share. We probably don't share it as well as maybe a current big brother could and tell you how it's affected them and the investment per se. But we can tell you this, that from that question alone, it becomes a limitation for us versus a burden for the potential big. When they come in and they say, now, how much time is it? How much money is it? And if I could explain to them that what ends up happening once you invest in being a big, it's us telling them to back off time-wise. It's asking them to back off financial-wise because it is a minimum commitment. And
you will be rewarded.
Will be rewarded in the hour per week that we ask for, and what qualifies a successful match as being 1 year in time. They want to be there more. They want more time. They're calling us asking, what about 2.5 hours a week? Is that okay? Or what about this kind of finance? Am I okay to do this? And so we limit rather than set the higher bar than people want.
Sure.
And it really becomes a beautiful thing. So in answer to your question, it's 1 hour a week, 4 weeks a month. The financial commitment is not requested. The requested is the time, the caring, and the love that and the mentoring that a child needs to be successful. And we all know there are a ton of those stories out there in Jackson County.
I imagine there's you know, a lot of people that would be interested, and they just can't make that phone call.
And that happens, and we love to just talk to those folks. We have a great staff, and you know, those kinds of conversations are easy for us, just to answer questions. Certainly not pressure anyone into anything. But the first step is just to make a call or go online, bbbsjackson.org, and inquire a little bit. Send a message to me. Send a message to one of our staff members, which you can do online, or make the phone call and get some of the beginning jitters out of the way by asking a question or two specifically, and start it. And that's so true. It's like anything else. It's that first step, whether yep. it's, you know, whatever thing it is, being
it's a hurdle.
It is, and we have the people at Big Brothers, Big Sisters. To be able to get that to help you with that first step.
Do you hate to have a waiting list? And I know you still do.
So. Yeah, we certainly do. It's and as an executive director, it's something that that we deal with every day, and something that gives me hope and encouragement to see that list shrink. And decline, but to never have been able to get everybody off of it remains my challenge for sure.
Big fundraiser coming up.
We can't do any of those things that we're talking about without the financial support. And it's while it's been enlightening to see our community and the generosity there, it still remains a challenge for sure to support the organization and get these matches to happen. Since I started, about probably $1,300 a year to begin a match. When you talk about the costs that go in to making a match, and now probably it's probably gone to about $1,400 to $1,500 per match to create a new one and to support a current one. When you talk about the insurance, the safety, the marketing, the staffing, the programming, all of the things that go into making and creating and supporting a match, it's not easy, it's not cheap, and it's certainly not free. So we have to have fundraisers to go along with it. And we're ready for our fall one. We lost bowling this year because we were in the thick of things. But we're looking forward to this. We've got all kinds of options and plans ready for it. But our fall event is October 15th, and it's our dinner dance auction, and things are looking good right now, Greg.
So you have the Piano Wars coming in?
Yes.
I've seen that show a couple times. A fantastic show they put on.
They really do, and we haven't had them in a couple of years, but they're coming back, and they're just so fun to work with, and they have a special connection with the audience in regards to the fundraising ability. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't put that aside, and I need to mention that. But they're talented. I mean, in the ability they have to get the dueling pianos going and getting people involved in it. It's entertainment, and when you're hosting one of these things as a nonprofit and you see the fundraising aspect, but you see people have a good time while they're doing it, that's just a win-win. And this is one of those opportunities, those venues and activities that is able to do that. So,
so you'll be at Davis's, right?
Yep. We're scheduled for that that venue where we always go. Great friend to us, and have been for a long time. And we do have a plan A and plan B if something does happen where we can't go face to face, and we don't imagine that happening, but we're going to make it into a drive-through dinner, which we ended up doing last year. So anyone who purchases a table or is involved is going to be involved with the online auction, as well as being able to pick up a meal that night served by our staff and our board as they drive through on Francis Street and pick up that meal. So we think we're covered all the way, and it's going to be a great night.
But right now, it's a regular dinner auction, right?
It is, and we're going to be very cautious with our table setting. The auction items have been reduced so that we have more table space, and we're doing a lot of things with Davis to be sensitive to that. But we're definitely feeling like things are going to happen and things are going to fly. We're starting the online auction a week before on a separate auction site. And I think it's right there, Greg, if you could read it on one of the flyers, the bigger flyer. There's a separate auction site that opens up on October 8th. Could you share that? I got it right there. We're working with JTV and BBS Jackson Auction.org. That opens up on the 8th and concludes at the 8th, concludes on the 15th at 8 p.m. for 1 week. So people will be able to bid a week before on all of our items.
Right.
And then it actually concludes at the event itself. So we're not having all of the items being bid on live and the auction items there, taking up half of the space. We're able to spread the tables out and, it's just one of those precautionary things. But we think it's going to be a lot of fun. So we encourage people to get online on the 8th and bid for a week for about 30 really cool items.
So you don't have to come to the dinner. You can still bid on the,
absolutely,
on the items.
Absolutely. But if you're at the event, you can kind of see the event, see the items.
You can trump everybody.
Yes, you can. You got that instant.
No pun intended there.
Thank you. thank you very much on that one. But we do have, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and people are going to enjoy that. So we're looking forward to that. You know, you got to be creative in these times.
Now, you're a great salesman. Have you sold out all the tables?
We want to go to 35. We just stopped with our corporates. We have a number of corporates that are guaranteed tables. That just closed on Friday, so now we're opening it up. That's why I was so pleased to be here today. We're at about 30 tables right now, so we want to go 3 or 4 or 5. We have no question that's gonna happen, so we're very excited. How do you do it? If you want a table or a sponsor, everything is online on our online site, and you can get a table. You can be a sponsor. There's all kinds of opportunities on there. The website's been updated. BBBS. If I've told you how many times I've screwed that up.
That's why I don't do it.
Google it.
Google it.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Jackson, Michigan. Hit that link and you're going to be able to do a lot of things. But the best thing, though, if you do have questions, Greg, is 784-7181. And we can tell you everything you need to know to be a part of this event on October 15th with the auction starting on the 8th. And support a match. Be a part of supporting a match. It'd be greatly appreciated.
Yep. Doors open at 6, the dinner and auction at 7, and the dueling pianos probably about 8 o'clock.
Around 8 o'clock.
8:30 or something like that.
Yeah, I think we're going to start entertainment at 8. Great live auction items. You do have to be there for that, and we've got some great items on that. And the only other thing I'd like to do, if I could, is to mention our sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many times has this name come across? But, Phil and Barb Tripp.
Once or twice.
Once or twice. Today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just great. And
that was the first thing out of my mouth this morning.
I bet it was, because they're just great for a community. And Trips Collision Center, obviously. And they've partnered up with Level One Bank. They jumped on board with us as a sponsor for this event last year. And, you know, that's the true feeling that you're doing things okay from a nonprofit when those sponsors come back after, you know, after a year. So we're real excited to have them back. And then another big sponsor is Tri-County Water. Part of this whole thing is we're doing a dream vacation, $3,000 donated by Dan and Lindsay Watts. And there's tickets going on for that as well. $20, 500 sold. Call in the office for those tickets. They're going quick. We're under 100 left of 500 sold. Pick your vacation wherever you want to go when you win this event. That's being drawn that evening as well.
784-7181. If you have any questions, you want to be a big brother, big sister, call that number.